Okay, let's take a couple of real-life examples of this. One is that people often have an irrational desire to use bad products, which they've purchased, to get their money's worth. Another is that people often continue to follow a bad plan that has required a great investment. They think that if they abandon their product or change their approach, they're throwing away their money or time. However, their time or money has already been thrown away, and by continuously using a bad product or by following a bad plan, they are increasing their losses. For instance, let's say you buy a new vacuum. You take it home and try it. However, the filter is so small that you need to keep replacing it. Now you need to buy more filters. But the accumulated amount spent on filters will add up to more than buying a new vacuum. But you just bought this vacuum, so you feel it's necessary that you don't waste your money by throwing it away. So you decide to continue using it. The vacuum now becomes a sunk cost. You're throwing away money on filters instead of buying a new vacuum only because you feel it's a waste of money throwing away the vacuum. In addition, you're also wasting your time by continuously having to replace and purchase new filters.